If the idea of a news program sponsored by a cigarette maker sounds funny to you, keep this in mind. In the 1960s, there were two shows that featured families of monsters, the Addams Family and the Munsters. Well, we're sad to report that the man who played Grandpa on the Munsters, Al Lewis, has died.
Why, I've never been so insulted since the day I died. If I don't get to go, I'll use my magic powers. I'll turn myself into chopped liver and show up in the hors d'oeuvres.
Grandma, will you calm down?
I won't. If I don't get to go, I'll sit here and hold my breath till the color comes back in my cheeks. You're being a big
spoiled baby. Al Lewis was an actor, a basketball scout, and a radio personality. He was 82 when he died. After his TV role, Lewis got a few small acting roles, but spent most of his time running a Greenwich Village restaurant. Lewis also traveled, and a few years ago, commentator Andre Cădrescu, a native of Transylvania, the land of Dracula, came across the man who played a comic Dracula on TV.
I did a double take at the cluster of children draped over a smoke-ringed old man in the lobby of the Capri Hotel in Havana, Cuba. The year was 1997, and Grandpa Munster was at his post, mobbed by fans. He was living in Cuba at the time, recognized by everyone, always ready to receive, always ready to engage anyone on the merits of the Cuban Revolution, the achievements of socialism, and the glory of Fidel Castro. He acted as informal historian of the pre-Castro era.
There used to be a ferry that ran from Florida to Havana. And Havana was the world's most glamorous whorehouse. In 1951, Cuba was a colony. It was a colony both of the United States, United Fruit Company, and the Mafia. It was a colony. It's not a colony anymore.
Naturally, he expected arguments from visitors to Cuba, most of whom were not so ready to believe in the great Cuban Revolution that had, until that point, produced mostly rhetoric and poverty. Particularly not interested were the mobs of European and Canadian sex tourists who came for something both Fidel and Grandpa denied existed after Fidel, prostitutes. Before Fidel, there was nothing but, and Grandpa wasn't shy about calling things by their most vivid names. Al Lewis became downright hypnotic after one of his favorite tropical brews, a zombie made from three kinds of rum with a splash of grenadine. After the second zombie, he beamed from behind his extra-long cigars, a puro of the finest quality, and his inspiration only increased when we gained female company. To the grown-ups, he was a kind of goodwill Yankee ambassador who had been coming to Cuba since the days of American mobsters and tough movie stars like George Raft, and had somehow weathered the politics. But it was Latin American children who were his greatest fans because of the cable reruns that were a huge favorite. "I am known wherever there is electricity," Al Lewis boasted, and he was. 6 months after I met him, Grandpa Munster returned to New York to run for governor and the Green Party ticket. He managed to get into all sorts of newsworthy trouble after that, too. He was a socialist imp from an age of American-born New York radicals who never quite believed the facts. He kept his eyes firmly on the ideal, like a nude glimpsed through a ring of pure puro.
Andre Cădrescu with memories of Al Lewis, who played Grandpa Munster on TV. Lewis died on Friday at age 82.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.